Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports Talk with DT. This is your boy DT coming live on IFM Radio Nation every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. I want to give a shout out to my boy Rolo Solo Dolo, the producer of the show. He has his own show, the R&R Show, that airs every Wednesday and Friday night. And listen, we have had a lot of different killings or senseless shootings that has happened in the past couple of weeks. And we want to let you all know that we're going to take a stand and we want to do something about it. So what we are launching is a Stop the Violence Unity Day. A Stop the Violence Unity Day. That's going to be Saturday, September the 19th at p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be located at Oakland Park. That's 392 Montcalm Avenue in the city of Pontiac, Michigan, 48341. Once again, Pontiac Unity Day. Once again, Pontiac Unity Day, Saturday, September the 19th at 12 p.m. Oakland Park, 392 Montcalm Avenue. You know, and definitely on behalf of everyone here at Sports Talk DT, we want to take this time and remember the life of Coach Luke Olsen and also the life of former NBA great Mr. Clifford Robinson, and also the former coach of Georgetown University, the legendary Coach John Thompson. We want to take a moment of silence to reflect on their lives at this moment. May your impact that you left here and your legacy live on through the lives and the players that you raised and coached in the game, and may your families be encouraged for many, many days to come. You know, and we want the Olsen family, the Robinson family, and the Thompson family to know that we are definitely praying for them. You know, it's definitely hard for me, sports fans, when Coach John Thompson passed away, because he is one of the reasons that I became a fan of Georgetown basketball. You know, when you look at all of the greats that he helped coach, sports fans, examples such as Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Greg Monroe, Allen Iverson, you know, John Thompson has made an impact into the game of basketball at the collegiate level and also at the professional level, because many people have played for him that has went on to play professional basketball. So we definitely salute Coach John Thompson. Clifford Robinson, he was a Portland Trail Blazer for many, many years. He came on to play for the Detroit Pistons. You know, he was kind of in that rebuild for the Detroit Pistons, a stretch power forward that the Detroit Pistons desperately needed in that time. And Clifford Robinson, we called him Uncle Cliffy when he played for the Pistons. He really did everything that he can to – He really did everything that he can to build the team. So I want to bring on my friend, Coach David Wilson. He's on the line tonight. He's my co-host. He's my partner in crime. He's my brother. Coach Wilson, how are you tonight?
I'm a little mixed emotions. It's been a long week for us, and as you were touching on earlier, the death of a couple of coaches. Although I have not coached in a while, I still consider myself a coach, and it's a fraternity. As you well know, Dennis, you're in that fraternity as well. And it's been a hard week for us. We've lost some great men, leaders, mentors this week. You know, Lute Olsen out of Arizona, longtime coach. And as you touched on, one of our own African-American males, leader in the fight against racial injustice, John Thompson. So it's been a hard week, and it's kind of an emotional time. But, you know, we shall get through it. But it's an emotional week, to say the least.
Absolutely. You know, and I did not even get the opportunity to speak on Coach Lute Olson as of yet, Coach Wilson. You know, just the impact that he has made with the University of Arizona, you know, the Mike Bibbys, the Miles Simon, you know,
Richard Jefferson. It's some great names. Damon Stoudemire.
Absolutely. Damon Stoudemire, you know, we called him the Mighty Mouse in the NBA. You know, Lute Olson has definitely made his impact, you know, and when any team, you know, regardless to, even though we have our favorite teams, but whenever a team got a player from Arizona, they knew that they was getting a well-rounded player because Coach Lute Olson had these guys prepared. You know, Arizona basketball is a winning program, in my opinion. You know, they have played at the highest peak, which is the national championship game. I believe they have a national championship title. You know, they played in several final
four. With the Bibby and Simon backcourt yesterday, they did win that.
Absolutely. So Arizona University is a well-rounded program. And, you know, so I'm definitely praying for everyone, you know, at the University of Arizona. You know, that's definitely a great, great loss to their family. You know, I'm praying for the Olsen family in itself. You know, the wife of Lute Olsen, Mary Olsen, that God will give her the strength that she needs to get over, to get through this troublesome time with the death of her husband. I expect the NBA to honor the life of Lute Olsen in the very near future, because these are some patriarchs that I believe that definitely deserves recognition. You know, the same for – go ahead.
And not to just strictly put it on sports, although we are a sports talk show, let's talk about the actual fact that it hits the African-American community of our Black Panthers passing away as well. I personally did not know he was battling cancer, but the man played some phenomenal, meaningful roles. Jackie Robinson, the piano player, Little Richard, phenomenal person. With a basketball fan, friend of the NBA, as they call him. Mr. Bozeman, passing away is also a great loss, too. So, it's been an emotional week. Not to overlook the people, the average Joe people that have lost their loved ones this week as well. Pray for their families as well. But just the highlighted public figures that have passed away in this last week. It's been a very emotional trying time, and you know, God doesn't put on us more than we can bear. But at this time, you know, it's a lot for people to handle. And all I can say to people is that, you know, when we get a lot, it's just gonna make us that much stronger to get through.
Absolutely, and Coach Wilson, I agree with you 100%. You know, we definitely wanna cannot forget the life of NBA great Portland Trailblazer and former Detroit Piston, Mr. Clifford Robinson. You know, we called him
Absolutely.
Uncle Cliffy. You know, we called him Uncle Cliffy, you know, and, you know, he came up in the early 1990s, you know, making a name for himself with the ability to shoot the long ball, you know, when he played with Terry Porter and Clyde. Kevin Duckworth,
he was one of the original stretch fours in the NBA.
He was the young buck on that roster when he played with Kevin Duckworth, Terry Porter, Clyde Drexler, you know, and those other former Trailblazers. Absolutely. Jerome Kersey. Clifford Robinson was the young buck coming up under those guys. You know,
yes,
and Clifford Robinson, you know, he developed his game. He learned from those greats. He learned from those greats. And when those guys kind of moved off the scene, retired, got traded, did what they wanted to do, you know, the Portland Trail Blazers gave Clifford Robinson a chance to lead, you know, and I've been a fan of Clifford Robinson's game for a very, very, very long time, you know, and I was excited when the Pistons signed him. Back in 2001, I can remember like it was yesterday, Coach. I was in my science class, Mr. Joe Price, when I got the notification that the Pistons had signed Clifford Robinson. You know, and I don't know if you remember, you're a Pontiac native, but I don't know if you remember Mr. Joe Price, the photographer. You know, he was baseball coach for a minute. You know, rest in peace to him. You know, he was a quiet man. You know, and when you came in his classroom, you had to be quiet. You know what I mean, sports fans? So
yeah, he loved that quiet
any cough or any movement, you know, the chair move or anything, he looking like, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on?
He on that.
and so I remember it like it was yesterday, sports fans. When I made the noise like yes or here we go or let's go or whatever it was I said when I was back in high school, man, I remember to this day Mr. Price looked at me like I had cussed him out, sports fans, after the zebra. I don't know if it was the noise that just had got to him or what it was, Coach Wilson, but, you know, I've been a fan of Clifford Robinson for a very, very long time. You know, he came to the Pistons, in my opinion, back in 01, we were kind of still building. We were trying to find the right pieces. That's when Ben Wallace was in and out. Jerry Stackhouse was here. Who else was here? Rick Mahorn was on his last leg with the Pistons then. Chucky Atkins was here. Eric Montrose was here. We was going through a lot of different players right then in that time. But when the Pistons signed,
I believe
Chris
they
Robinson
just signed Rick Carlisle for the coach, didn't they?
Absolutely.
They just brought Rick Carlisle on the coach, who was a turnaround.
Absolutely. So he came and played for the Pistons, and he was a part of that turnaround that made Detroit what they was in the early 2000s, sports fans. So I'm definitely want to send my prayers out to the Robinson family. You know, Clifford Robinson was definitely an NBA great in my opinion. He definitely deserves Hall of Fame consideration in my opinion.
That was my
champion.
Next question to you. Did you think he was a Hall of Famer?
Yep. I definitely believe Clifford Robinson is a Hall of Famer. He was part of the movement that helped transform the game to where they started looking at those stretch fours as people that can look at the game differently. Well, because during that time, that was Deadlift Shrimp. There was Clifford Robinson. Who else? There was Sam Perkins. There was Bill Laimbeer.
Robert Horry.
You know, Robert Horry was in that. Robert Horry was in that era. Was in that era. Keith Van Horn was
yep.
in that era. You know,
yeah.
It was a lot of different guys that helped transform the game. And so I definitely believe from that retrospect that he definitely deserved
that time frame. Don't forget Arvydas Sabonis.
Absolutely, Arvydas Sabonis. In my opinion, he's one of the first stretch fives that the NBA have seen. Of course, we've seen
right. He's also a member of the.
Of course,
he's a member of the Russian Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Arvydas is he got inducted as a after his passing, but he's in the Russian Basketball Hall of Fame, and rightfully so.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, This is your boy Sports Talk with DT. We got to pay some bills real quick, so we're going to get ready to go to a commercial. We're going to come right back. This is your boy DT. I'm live with my man, Coach Wilson. We'll be right back on IFM Radio Nation. Let's go.
Like basketball, I'm in space, no time then pass the thigh. She get tossed like basketball. I'm in space, no astronaut. You don't do shit, just bag a lot. I've been popping them tags a lot. It's my turn, bitch, pass the ball. Better go get your man's, my dog. Look like he doing real bad, my dog. Don't open up, cause I'm so guarded. These bitches say that I'm cold hearted. I never really need nobody. I do this shit on my own, shawty. You do some shit and you post about it. I do my thing and tell nobody. Need me a bitch, that's a homebody. You say some shit, but don't go by it. In the truck, I'm just lighting the herd. Think about all of them lights on the curb. I'm down to earth, but I fly like a bird. Talking the hot shit, you might just get burned. Fucking that bitch, and I'm piped up with purrs. Sally be ringing, it sound like a chirp. Trying to get riches, I'm trying to get turned. I don't want these bitches, cause all of them burn. Yeah, you talk about it, I'm all about it. Don't speak on shit you don't know about. I'm blowing up like kamikaze. These niggas watch, but I'm hard to copy. She wanna ride me like Kawasaki or Yamaha or maybe Harley. I'm a motherfucking alcoholic. I mix my shit up with Price and Molly's. We gon' let them shots off. He get hit with hot sauce. Creeping in the line, dog. We gon' get him knocked off. Shorty catching line, John. She gon' have to call up. I might have to run, dog. Bitch, gon' take your time. Shorty want a bag and a new perm. Tell that bitch to get a bag and a new perm. I don't never treat a bag but abuse her. But I really wanna bag me a cougar. I may need a couple racks for the jeweler. You can't even get a bag, you a loser. I'ma pop up with the gap for the cougar. Stop too hot for the strap in the cooler.
Yo, this your boy Sports Talk with DT, and I'm live on IFM Radio Nation. I want to give a shout out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo of the R&R Show. That is live every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation. I'm in the studio live with my boy, my brother, my co-host, my friend, my partner in crime, Mr. David Wilson. Coach Dave, how are you, sir?
I am blessed, brother. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome, man. And listen, man, if we're going to go to the NBA playoffs right now, how do you think the NBA playoffs has been shaping up in your opinion?
Man, it's been some plots and twists, but, you know, it kind of panned out the way people thought it was. I actually thought the most boring series is actually the most exciting series. Which is the Jazz and the Nuggets with Mitchell and Murray going at each other, a couple of 50-point games between the two of the brothers. And then, you know, again, the players using their platform to let them know, let America and the world know, listen, enough is enough. You know, players of the NBA standing together, whether they be of African-American, European, Caucasian, Hispanic, whatever descent they are made of, African, they're standing together, united. And that's what the world needs to be. It doesn't make a difference what our skin color, our skin tone, our nationality is. You know, we are human beings. There's one race, the human race, and that's what we're all a part of. And I give them kudos for standing up and saying, hey, look, enough is enough. We're not going to entertain you if you're going to keep on allowing these things to continue. Speech, words are one thing, actions are another.
Right.
And I definitely applaud the NBA players for using their platform to speak out on racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement that is going on nationwide and also internationally. You know, so but what I want to ask you more specifically though is about the gameplay. You know, how do you feel about all of the players playing on the same court? You know, having to share practice times, having to share game time, and this and that. Do you believe that no team has an advantage? You know, that any team can win on any given night. You know, or what's your whole stance on the actual gameplay of the playoffs right now?
Just a stronger mentality. You know, these people have been away from their family for up to, you know, 51 days. Those kinds of things, that things can wear on you. So it goes to mental toughness. I don't think anybody really has an advantage, if you say, besides the mental advantage, based on it's a neutral court, it's a neutral site. We're here, when Murray and Mitchell went for that 50-point game, and then all of a sudden, you know, you saw Jamal Murray go on Instagram and post that he's running right into Donovan Mitchell. Now, how often would that have happened if they were being a home-and-home series going to Denver and Utah? How would that ever take place? So I don't think anybody has an advantage. I think it's just the simple fact of what team vibes together, who has not lost the most players, or who is coming together at the right time. Unfortunately, that Dame Lillard got injured, because I think that would have been a more exciting series between Lakers and Portland. But, you know, it's been entertaining, to say the least. Like I said, the most exciting series is what I thought coming into the playoffs would be the most boring series.
You know what?
With Utah and then Denver. Say again.
And I said that's interesting that you would say that is because, you know, I actually picked Utah to run away with this series, you know, and it's kind of interesting to me to see that this series has stretched out to what it was and what it is. I thought Utah would, you know, take care of Denver quick and easy, you know, so this is one of those series that is shocking to me. But what I want to ask
you know, players make their name in the playoffs, and Jamal Murray's making a heck of a name. We always knew he was a good player, but he's showing that he's a phenomenal I'll say top 15 two guards. I won't say top 10 because I won't see this consistently and even in the regular season. He's doing it in the playoffs, and we know he's got the capability of it. But can he do it over 82 plus game stretch?
How do you feel about Coach Wilson, the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are deadlocked at 3 games apiece? And Coach Wilson, I don't know what's going to happen in Game 7, but what I want to ask you is directly is, can Chris Paul lead his team to a victory over the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, he can definitely lead them because they're not relying solely on him to be a scorer. They're letting him be a little bit of both, and actually he's got 3 roles with Oklahoma City. He's a player's coach on the floor. They're actually grooming him. Chris Paul's grooming Shai Alexander Gilchrist to learn what a point guard is, because he's got the offensive weapons as a player. He's just got to learn how to hone it in and be a point guard. So, yeah, Oklahoma City definitely can put Houston out. It's just if Oklahoma City really wants it. And who's going to step up?
Okay, so let me ask you then, who are you taking in this series? Are you going with the veteran, more experienced small ball of Houston Rockets? Or are you going with the young guns led by the veteran point guard, Chris Paul, and the Oklahoma City Thunder?
My coaching sense makes me want to go with OKC. But reality and the eye test will make me go with Houston, and I'll say this, because they got Russell Westbrook, and he hasn't hit his stride yet. I believe in a game
okay,
seven.
Okay, many will say that Houston lost game six because of Russell Westbrook.
Well, you know, just like I know, big players come up in big moments, and whether you like him or not, Russell Westbrook is a big-time player. So I believe that with the combination of him understanding this is game seven, this is what he was brought in here for, to team up with Harden and get past the first round. You know, I don't care what anybody says when you're in the limelight like they are. They care about what the whispers behind the back, and they hear it. And so he doesn't want to have that label of, you know, they're already saying that, you know, he's a problem teammate because he shoots too much or whatever the case would be. He does not want to encourage that label. So I believe
right.
he's going to come more focused. I believe he's going to come in a team mindset, but also know that when it's that time, late third, fourth quarter entirety, you're going to see the Westbrook of regular season where, the triple-doubles and the mid-range jumpers consistently from the free throw line, knockdowns.
Okay.
And that's
Coach
that's what's going to push Houston over the top.
Do you feel as if, Coach Wilson, that Carmelo Anthony deserves an apology from many people?
Absolutely. I was actually wishing that my Pistons would have signed him. When all of the things were going down with him before Portland gave him a chance. Because I honestly just believe that he got a bad rap. I knew that Carmelo, he wasn't a 30-point every night player, but he was a solid veteran player, someone that could get you, you know, he could be a good third-string player, a third option. And that's what he was in Portland. And he knew it, and you see what he did when Dame went down or with CJ went down, he stepped up. So, yeah, Carmelo is owed an apology by a lot of people, not just not the NBA team, but a lot of people, executives,
you
fans.
Know, so Coach Wilson, Carmelo Anthony's record has succeeded most, in my opinion. You know, many people did not think that he could play. Many people did not think he could play at a high level. You know, and Carmelo Anthony has moved to number 15 all time on the NBA scoring list. You know, he won Player of the Month, three times since he was signed with the Trailblazers, gave him a non-guaranteed contract, and I believe that he exceeded expectations for that non-guaranteed contract. And I believe going into this offseason, me personally, I expect him to re-sign with the Portland Trailblazers. But let's just say Carmelo Anthony wants to test the free agency market. Does Carmelo Anthony really have a market in the NBA?
He has a market, but it's not going to be a big market. And he's already said, to reassure what your belief is, he's already said, man, I found a home in Portland. Portland gave him a chance when nobody else would give him a chance. So that's riding on Portland's side. Plus, they're not a bad team. You know, a couple of injuries away, you know, you never know what Portland could have wrote the book on if they didn't have these injuries.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So let's just say if things were in a normal setting minus COVID-19 and these guys have a whole season to work together, how much damage can the Portland Trailblazers do?
You're saying not COVID affected. I think they
right.
take Lakers to the seven games. I think they take the Lakers to the seven game series in the first round. Possibly if we're 82 game season where we didn't have the interruptions and stuff like that, they probably could have been the sixth seed. So they might not have met the Lakers in the first round. And they could have possibly gotten to the second round, depending on the matchup.
Awesome. So what about your opinion on the Los Angeles Lakers? How have they played? You know,
the low expectation.
we understand
underachieving.
We understand that LeBron James had moved to 14-0 all time in first round matchups. Anthony Davis have moved to 4-2 all time in first round matchups. So what does this say about the Los Angeles Lakers in their quest to win a title?
Nothing, because they underachieved.
You think they underachieved?
Mm-hmm. As good as Portland is, as mighty as the Lakers are supposed to be, led by LeBron, led by AD, two players who are either one or two in today's NBA at their position, depending on your view of it, they should not have – Portland shouldn't have been in games, let alone won a game.
Okay. So
like, let's talk about game six, game five. I'm sorry, Portland was still in the game without Dame Lillard, very injured C.J. McCollum, a injured Hassan Whiteside, exhausted mentally and physically, Jusuf Nurkić. I mean, the only person that really was playing somewhat where in the form was Carmelo.
Absolutely.
We had Gary Trent being erratic. You see that you got a stud in Anthony Simons. But, I mean, come on, man. If you are, quote-unquote, the best player in the world, and then you got the, quote-unquote, second, the best big man in today's NBA, you guys, first of all, lose a game. You lose the first game. And then the rest of the games, either you had to win them late with a surge, or it was a close game, which that should not happen. When you're supposed to be dominant, you're supposed to dominate. And the Lakers are not dominating anybody.
I agree with that 100%. So, do the Lakers come out the West, Coach Wilson?
If LeBron is LeBron and AD is AD, meaning, like I said, they're the 1-2 of the league, I mean, yeah, they'll come out of the West. But,
okay, so.
I honestly don't see anybody in the West right now messing with. There's nobody really in the West right now that's just coming out to say that's a bad matchup for them. Whereas you look at Milwaukee, Milwaukee's in a bad matchup right now with Miami.
I agree.
Milwaukee's in a very bad matchup with Miami where that could be an upset. You've seen Miami won game one.
Miami has been putting up a wall that has been making it hard for Giannis to get the basket.
They have multiple players that can guard him.
So definitely kudos to the Miami Heat coaching staff, you know, so for developing a strategy that can slow down Mr. MVP. So let me ask you this. Who plays the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals? Who wins the East?
Let's say if Miami gets past Milwaukee, I say Miami's going to get there.
So if Miami
can
beat Milwaukee?
If not, Milwaukee survives, I see a potential matchup with Boston, and I think Boston can beat Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee's getting out of the East, and if they do, it's going to be a tough road for them to get out.
Can the Boston Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers?
Not in a seven-game series, no.
Can the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Los Angeles Lakers?
Not in a seven-game series.
Can the Miami Heat beat the Los Angeles Lakers?
In a seven-game series, yes.
Ooh. So you're taking Miami Heat to beat Los Angeles Lakers if they potentially meet?
If Miami and L.A. meet in the finals, I would take Miami in seven.
Miami in seven. Okay. I can respect that. I can respect that. Hey, last topic I want to go to tonight is the Detroit Pistons. I don't know if you've seen the recent news reports,
is that they are trying to shop Luke Kennard in hopes to get another lottery pick, which means the Pistons will pick twice in the top 15. What is your opinion on that, Coach Wilson? Do you believe Luke Kennard is worth a lottery pick?
They're not going to get a lottery pick for Luke. As solid as he is, they're not going to get a lottery pick for him. Just outside of the lottery, possibly, but they're not going to get a lottery pick for Luke Kennard solely alone. Luke's a solid player, but, you know, he's getting a bad rap because of the draft class he came out of.
Even due to the fact that Luke Kennard wasn't a lottery pick himself, you don't think his value return is a lottery pick?
No, and the reason why is, part of the reason why is Luke's getting a bad rap simply because of the draft class he came out of. You know, everybody wants to criticize the Pistons or whatever the case would be. You could have got Donovan Mitchell. You could have got so-and-so. You could have got so-and-so. The Pistons lately, in the last decade, have been terrible in the draft. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, looking at numbers and things of that nature, you know, style of play, all of that stuff comes into the factor when you drafting a player. And so the players that they didn't get, Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, we'd have loved to have Donovan Mitchell in Detroit. But would Donovan Mitchell be the Donovan Mitchell we know today if he was in an existing uniform? I don't think so, except for the fact of the style of play and the team that was around me.
Well, Donovan Mitchell said, go ahead.
I'm just saying, he looks good in a Utah uniform, and you would love the player that he is in Utah. But would he be that player that's in Utah in a Detroit uniform? Same thing goes when we talk about Pistons should have drafted Carmelo. The great debate with the 2014. Would the 2014 be a dynasty? Or the 2004 even won the 2004 championship for the Pistons with Carmelo? Because Carmelo is a totally different player, and does he fit with that style of play that the team constructed at that time? You have to look at all
right.
of those factors. So when you talk about people drafting bad, yeah, hindsight is 20/20. When you draft, you don't know what that player is going to be. Top five players, yeah, you think you're going to have the best player, or whatever the case would be, like people like Carmelo or LeBron or D-Wade or Chris Bosh. They were no-brainers. People like Sam Bowie. And look at Sam Bowie and Jordan. You think Portland would have changed their pick had they known what they know now?
Okay, so let me ask you this. It's been many speculations that LaMelo Ball will be a Detroit Piston. Due to the fact that the Pistons have the 7th overall pick, does LaMelo Ball slide to 7?
Very easily could. The team that you have to look out for would be Charlotte. Everybody else has no need for LaMelo the way their current roster is. The only player, only team, like I said, that possibly would pick LaMelo.
Not even Atlanta.
They got Trey. They got Trey. And Trey is a ball-dominant guard. He doesn't need a person to handle the ball. Him playing off the ball only works in spurts. It's not where you can bring in a LaMelo and have those two in the backcourt. It's not going to work with the style of play that either one of them play.
You know, Golden State already made it known that they're not interested in LaMelo Ball. So let me ask you this. Do you think the Minnesota Timberwolves could shock everybody and take LaMelo Ball at one, or do you think Anthony Edwards is the overall consensus top pick in the draft?
With Minnesota being the pick, I think it's going to be Anthony Edwards, but you never know what teams will do. You don't know what's going on in the woodworks or what trades you might have. So if I got a trade agreed upon, I may draft a different way because I'm trading the player away at this position and I'm going to draft the player at that position.
Could the Chicago Bulls pull the trigger on LaMelo Ball at 5?
Same type of player. Well, I kind of think he's the same type of player as Zach LaVine, and They're not trying to alienate Zach LaVine right now. So I don't think they would take LaMelo in Chicago.
All right, sports fans. The NBA draft's coming up. Hey, you heard it here. This has been your boy Sports Talk with DT. It's your man, Coach Wilson. We live every Tuesday night on IFN Radio Nation. Catch us next Tuesday. We're going to be live with Miss Angela Weathers. We're going to be live next week with Miss Angela Weathers. That is the wife of Mr. Ray Weathers. He's done our show a couple of times. Angela Weathers has been on a panel that we've had on our show. And on next Tuesday night, myself and David Wilson, we're going to interview this woman in all of her efforts that she's doing with Training for Champion, and talk about a little bit about her basketball experiences, her basketball career. She's going to be on the line to encourage more women in sports. So all of the women that you all know, sports fans, be with you listening on the internet or you calling in and listening by the phone, get your women athletes on this call next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss next Tuesday night show. We're going one-on-one with Miss Angela Weathers. I want to go to Dave for his final words and his shout-outs, and we're going to let y'all go tonight. David, go ahead and give your shout-out.
Thank you, sir. I just want to shine a light on what's going on in the world. I want people to understand that not everybody is racist. Not everybody is good. Please judge and deal with people appropriately as that individual is needed to be dealt with. It's a crazy world we're living in right now, and cooler heads need to prevail. Our leaders need to step up. Black, white, purple, whoever. Leaders are leaders. It doesn't make a difference of nationality, color, race or anything. Like I said, there's only one race, and that's the human race. We need to come together and we need to heal. Locally, our city, Pontiac, has been hit very hard lately. And we're praying for peace, but we're only going to get peace by actions. We're only going to get peace by people coming together, communicating, understanding each other, and understanding that it's okay to agree to disagree in a peaceful way. And,
absolutely,
you know, we just need to pray. We need to follow the word of God. And I'm not one to push my beliefs on anybody. If you believe in God, you believe in God. If you don't, you don't. That's what you have to deal with on Judgment Day. I just want everybody to understand that our leaders need to step up, and we need cooler heads need to prevail. We can't make actions out of anger. We can't use words out of anger. Because anger is only going to begot anger. Violence only is going to begot violence.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, hey, this is your boy, Sports Talk DT. I want to wish everyone peace, love, prosperity, and a blessed Tuesday night. It's thunderstorming all over the southeast Michigan area. So I definitely want to pray safety upon everybody. You all have a great night, and we'll see you all next Tuesday night. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, man.